Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to the messy, beautiful world of being human. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, where we tackle those mental roadblocks that keep us stuck in the same old patterns. Today's episode is all about something we've probably avoided, like a bad date. Self-forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of past mistakes? You know, the ones that whisper, "Remember that?" Every time you screw up even slightly? Yeah, I get it. We're all walking bundles of imperfection, but sometimes holding on to those regrets feels like an anchor dragging us down. But here's the thing. Self-forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about releasing the grip that guilt and shame have on your heart and mind so you can actually move forward. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The only one who suffers is you. So, how do we break free from these self-imposed prisons? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that might just be your ticket to freedom. First, understand that everyone messes up. Seriously, it's part of being human. We're wired to learn and grow, which means we're going to stumble along the way. Think about your favorite athletes. They don't win every game. Even Beyoncé has had a few wardrobe malfunctions, right? We are all works in progress, and that's okay. Next, be kind to yourself. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake. So why do you subject yourself to such harsh treatment? Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you care about. Imagine your inner critic as that annoying coworker who needs a time out. Give yourself a break. Third, learn from your mistakes. Don't dwell on them, but use them as valuable lessons. What can you take away from this experience? How can you grow and do things differently next time? Mistakes are opportunities to learn and evolve. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Every level is a chance to become stronger and wiser. Fourth, take responsibility for your actions. This doesn't mean blaming yourself endlessly, but acknowledging your role in what happened. Owning your mistakes helps you move forward with clarity and purpose. It's like taking ownership of your story. You get to decide how it unfolds from here. Finally, practice forgiveness. And I'm not just talking about forgiving others, but also forgiving yourself. Let go of the anger and resentment that keep you stuck in the past. Remember, holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You are the one who suffers. Choose freedom. Picture this. You've messed up on a big project at work. You feel overwhelmed by guilt and shame. You replay every detail in your head, convinced you're a complete failure. But then you remember these key takeaways. You recognize that everyone makes mistakes, offer yourself some kindness, learn from the experience, take responsibility for your actions, and finally, forgive yourself. You acknowledge it was a learning opportunity. Dust yourself off and focus on what you can do differently next time. You realize that even though you messed up, it doesn't define you. This single shift in perspective can change everything. It's like opening the curtains to let in fresh air after being trapped in a stuffy room for too long. Remember, self-forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and resilience. It takes courage to acknowledge our mistakes and choose to move forward with grace. So, take a deep breath, release the grip of guilt and shame, and embrace the freedom that comes with self-forgiveness. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with self-forgiveness? What's one thing you're going to do differently today to practice more kindness towards yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay kind, stay curious, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.